What's going on, guys? Zach Daddy here, along with my co-host Kratos.
What up?
And welcome back to the All Caps Rage Podcast, episode 15. Episode 15. Yes, we're finally back on the air.
Yeah, we took such a long break.
Well, I got sick last week. I had that stupid upper respiratory thing going on. I was like, I cannot talk. It was horrible, horrible, horrible stuff.
We didn't record anything last week.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Sorry, everyone. Won't happen again, I promise. But, you know, being as we do a lot of talking, you know, that probably wouldn't have been good. Everybody would have been like, oh, I'm not going to listen to these guys anymore. This fucking sucks. And it really wasn't
It takes breaks all the time.
So here recently, these guys are just slacking. Shit happens, man.
They need to get their shit on the ball.
I can put my shit on a ball. Eyeball. That's easy. I could totally shit on a ball.
It might ooze off of it, but I could shit on a ball.
All right. Well, to help streamline us tonight, I'm going to go back into the topics. Just so we know what to stay on point. I know we don't really do well the last couple times we've done it raw, but there are a few things that I want to talk about, and then there's something that you guys want to hear. So here are the topics for episode 15 podcast. It's going to be a 10-year-old might be a felon, Archblade, and giveaway time!
Woohoo!
Yes! Let it happen.
Let it begin.
It's gonna be crazy. So I really, really, really want to talk about this 10-year-old who might be a felon. I'm baffled to say the least. It is absolutely insane how this came about. I was looking online, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, a 10-year-old might be a felon. This could be an interesting story to read. And sure enough, it was. A 10-year-old in Nebraska is facing felony charges for spending $800 on an online game.
Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. When you actually read the story, though, he had used his grandmother's credit card to make said purchases. His grandmother, seeing the charges, called up the credit card company and said, hey, I don't know where these charges are coming from. They said, okay, fill out a police report, and once that is done, we'll go ahead and delete the charges. So she makes the police report. It later turns out that her grandson had taken the card to spend $800 in DLC for one game. $800 of DLC for one game. The baffling part, and, well, for one, I don't think $800 is even fucking possible in DLC. And if it is, I want to know what game you're playing, because it's probably Marvel Heroes. However, this is not the case with this kid. He was playing Minecraft. Minecraft.
$800
game. $800 for Minecraft. That's a scam.
Yes, that is. There's no way.
I'm not gonna, you know, oh, well, he's a kid, blah, blah, blah. No, he should know better not to do stupid things like stealing a grandmother's credit card.
Yeah.
That's a given. The $800, I'm gonna call this a scam. This kid's gonna learn the hard way real quick that the internet is a dirty place. And there's no telling what he spent $800 on. I hope it wasn't for skins.
Yeah, that is I don't even think there is that many skins.
Why would you pay for a fucking skin to begin? Okay, I guess on Xbox Live. But why would you even pay for a skin?
Because you can't do it like you can on the computer? Booyah!
Touche. Touche. Yes! Like, this is actually under full investigation. Like, this is happening.
Yeah.
This is what our world has come to. A 10-year-old is being investigated for felony fucking charges to his grandmother's credit card. Like, I understand about teaching children, you know, hard knocks and hard life and all that shit. Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do to make them realize, hey, the world is not black and white as you see it. It's rather a black and white and a whole lot of fucked up.
Yeah. A whole lot of fucked up in between.
But my thing
is, it doesn't go straight from black to white, it goes the other way around.
Yeah, it's a little bit fucked up, and then it's just black and white, and then a little bit fucked up. But what you don't see is that sliver in the middle. Yeah, that sliver in the middle is like 90% fucked up. You're getting like 2% black and white. But how big of a dick do you have to be to press charges against your grandson? Like, that's your grandson.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, you stole my credit card, motherfucker, you're going to jail. Really? Like, okay, yeah, it's $800. It's a lot of money. I understand completely. I understand about teaching him a lesson, but to press felony charges against him? Like, I just don't understand. Like, she at any point in this investigation can go, you know what, this is my grandson. I'm gonna handle it internally. I don't need you. I'll take care of this. He stole from me, which is good that he didn't steal from someone else because I can handle this on my own.
Yeah.
So I want to know what's gonna happen. Like, is she seriously going to press charges against him? Baffling.
Yes.
Baffling.
It is.
I still want to know what costs $800 in Minecraft, though.
I have no idea.
Kratos, I've been working on some stuff for Minecraft. It's gonna cost you about, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a break on it. I'll give you the friend price, $799.
Really?
Yeah, I'll cut you a dollar.
That's awesome, man.
Sweet. I'll send you the details and you can give me your credit card. What the fuck? I'm still like, wow. Poor kid. Well, yes. I guess, you know, that whole black and white with fucked up in the middle. This kid was born into a fucked up in the middle family. Like, how are you gonna... I'm still like... Why? Why would you press charges against him? It's, you know, okay, yeah, he did bad, but this is family and he's 10 years old. So, yeah, he doesn't really know any better, even though he should know better, but this is still family. This is not like he stole your credit card because he has a drug problem. You know, this is not... Yeah. Seriously, this kid is 10 years old. I don't think he's already the black sheep of the family, you know, out there pushing rock and snorting cocaine. I don't think this is the case.
No.
Maybe he's pushing Minecraft. Maybe yeah. He was stocking up so he could turn around and resell it.
That could be. That definitely could be.
And, you know, I don't know, man. It's just an insane story. Alright, let's move on.
Yeah, I'm just speechless when it comes to this story.
There's really just, nothing to say.
It's just so ridiculous.
It is. It's... Wow.
Yeah. That's all I can say is wow.
I really do feel bad for the kid. That's me right there. In a nutshell, I feel bad for this kid. You made a mistake, and yeah, it's a big one, but your grandmother's a dick that she's not, like, gonna handle it on her own. She's still having the police investigate this. Have the police investigate why it costs $800 for fucking DLC for Minecraft. There's your investigation. Leave the kid alone. Fucking retarded. Alright, well, moving on. Archblade. Archblade is a game that Kratos and I actually stumbled upon right before recording.
Yeah.
And we both decided to download it right then and there. Well, I don't know if you actually started downloading it. I did.
No, I didn't download it yet.
Mine is done and ready to play. It is good to go. Well, except I'm sure there's going to be like some resource packs that I have to download and shit. Because it is a multiplayer online battle arena. It is a team fighting game online, and it looks crazy good. It's been out since March of this year. So it has already been out for, what, 7 months? Eight months? And this is the first I've seen it.
That was only because one of the packs was on sale.
Yeah. it was a starter pack, and the image was rather intriguing, to say the least.
Both of us, we're both looking through the games that were on sale, and both of us said, "Ooh!" at the same time.
That let us know that we were on the same page in the exact same spot, and we were reading each other's mind like, "We gotta check this out." So we did, and it's a free to play. Obviously you can do your in-game purchases and stuff like that. What can I say? It's a multiplayer online battle arena. We have not played it yet. We are not gonna give it any, yes, we approve of this game. This is something that just came up out of the blue and we're like, okay, I'm impressed with it, how it looks, like the fluid, mechanics of it. Like, it really looks fluid. It looks solid. Fluid and solid. So it's gotta be ice. It's ice.
Yes.
It is melting ice. That is what it is. That's how good this game looks like. It looks like melting ice. And you would think that'd be bad, because ice melting is bad, but no. It's both fluid and solid at the same time. No, it looks really good. I can't wait to actually test this out. I feel some gameplay coming up very, very shortly. And it's probably going to be a long, long gaming session because there's a learning curve. But it looks good. with one of the videos that I watched about this, it was stating that, you know, most action games don't focus on the action. They're mostly, like, it's a lot of key bindings. And you're always pressing keys, whereas this one, they were saying that they're more focused on the action, and not the key bindings themselves. I'm wondering actually how many buttons or keys that we're going to have for this game. Because I only watched like the first 30 seconds of that video, and I was like, I got enough, I don't care!
Yeah.
I want to play! I got enough
to understand, alright?
I got enough. I got it. But it's free to play. It's that's it. You said free? I said okay. Now I just have to watch myself.
That's that actually something like that happened to me earlier today. I was like, it was at work. So this guy I work with was like, I asked him a question, he was answering me, and he answered my question, but he continued to answer me again, and then I was like, uh-huh, and he continued to answer me again, I'm like, I got it! I'm like, I got what you're saying, I got it. Alright, it's question, answer, done.
Nice. Dude, I got it. Your answer, it's here. I've already absorbed it. Shut the fuck up!
mouth. It needs to shut.
Oh, God. But it, okay, you know, I'm really hoping that this one is actually free to play and not a pay to win style game, though. That is the only thing I'm worried about it.
Yeah.
If this turns out to be, let's just say the Facebook game style, where it's free to play, but if you want to win, you have to pay.
Yeah.
I hate those fucking games. And I'm still, I hate them. Surprisingly enough, I'm still playing Candy Crush.
All I can do is shake my head.
But
you can't see it, but I'm shaking my head. Actually, hold on.
he's like, hold on, let me turn on my camera for you. Oh, God. Well, no, see, my whole thing is with Candy Crush is I am not spending a dime on it. Like, I will take my time with this because I want to prove a point to everybody that you can play this game, progress far enough, get 3 stars on all the levels, and not purchase a single fucking power-up. That's my goal. And so far, yeah. I have made it 125 levels in, and I have not spent 1 cent. It is grand. Because I know some people that spend money on that game. And I was like, why the hell are you spending money? I was like, are you getting 3 stars? No, I just needed to pass the level. Are you fucking kidding me? So you're spending money? Yeah. No, fuck that. See, those games like that? Fuck that. I am here to prove a point with that stupid game that I will not spend a dime on it, and I will beat it thoroughly all the way through 455 fucking levels, and I will go 3 stars on all the levels. That is my goal, and so far I have kept to it for the first 125 levels. So, King.com or whatever the fuck your name, fuck yourself. Keep making your money, because you did a really good job making that game, because people are spending fucking millions of dollars a day. Jerks. Yeah. Jerks.
Sons of bitches.
You came up with an idea that was based on Bejeweled, but different. It was, and people fucking ate it up.
They ate it up like candy.
I was just about to say, pun not intended. So, going back to Archblade, though, I really hope that this isn't anything like that. I'm all for free-to-plays. I absolutely love them. I don't mind putting money into free-to-plays, you know, when you're getting, like...
they're actually free-to-play.
Right, right. Like, if you're going... What the fuck is that noise?
Sorry, it's a bag.
It's like... That's all I fucking hear over here.
Is that all you hear?
Oh, you're a dick. You can't see it now, but there's a birdie in my house. Right here in the office. Just a little birdie here for you.
Took me a second to figure out what you're saying.
Now, with games like this, I don't mind dumping money into them. Like, it supports the developers, and I have no problems doing that. Provided that the game is solid and fluid. Like, it has to be there. It has to be both a liquid and a solid. It at the same time. It has to. I don't mind throwing money at those guys. As long as it's, you know, for stuff that's unique to your character or unique to your gameplay. Or just adds more stuff to the game to enhance it. But if I have to pay to unlock, then I'm not going to do it. Like, fuck that. I am not going to unlock, or I'm not going to pay money to unlock something that will further progress me into the game.
Should be already unlocked.
Right, right. If it's a free to play, then it should be a free to win with the options of purchasing things to help you in your quest to, reach the goal, or reach the end game. With online games, there is no end goal.
Yeah. Like MMOs and shit, there's really no end. They just keep adding expansion packs to make it bigger and bigger
right.
and bigger.
Which, I know I'm about to piss off a lot of people, but that's one of the problems that I see with World of Warcraft. You pay $60 for the initial start, and now if you want to start, like say if I wanted to start, it's going to cost me over $100 to start.
Yeah, because you got to buy all the expansion packs if you want to keep progressing.
Right. And which...
That's my biggest... As you know, I was hardcore into World of Warcraft for a while. That's my main thing with World of Warcraft, is that we're paying so much a month to play that game.
Right.
We're paying... It's the minimum that you can pay is, I think it's like $15 or $16 a month to play that game.
Right.
Just to have access to play the game that you bought. And then upon that, you have to pay for whenever they come out with an expansion, you have to pay like regular game title costs.
Yeah.
For it. It's an expansion pack for the game you've already bought. And you have to pay again to progress if you want to progress.
Yeah, that's exactly the problem that I have with it. It's going to cost you $60 to start, $180 to play through the year. God forbid that they come out with an expansion pack before you finish your quest, or you know whatever missions that you have in this, and then you're going to spend another $60. To expand your game.
Yeah.
And then you're going to play for another year. That's another $180. You know, it's an endless cycle.
That's all it is.
I'm sorry.
I sunk so much money into that game. And then I just... After... There was no, like, real replay value for it. I got a character up to its max at the time. I think it was like level 80. I didn't get all the like gear and shit, all the like supreme gear that you can get. Just all that shit is just a pain in the ass to get. So I didn't even bother. But after I got that to level 80, it was like, there just really wasn't a replay thing for me. I seriously don't understand. I mean, if they love the game, more power to them. Spend all the money you want on this game. I don't care. That's you. Do your thing. But I don't understand how they can have like 80 different characters and they're all at like level 80 and shit. It's like, it's all, you're doing all the same shit over and over again. The only things that are different are with each different species or whatever they call them that you choose, or class, whatever class you choose, you'll get a different startup. But after you get past like, I think it's like level 10 or something like that, you're into the normal world. And from then on, you have all the same missions. It's all the same missions. It's a blanket. Doesn't matter if you're good or bad, you get all the same missions. So it's like, there's just no replay value for that there for me. You, okay, play each one on their startup thing just to see how they start up, and then from there on, you're playing the same missions. So it's like...
What the fuck is the point?
Yeah, that's exactly. What's the point? And then you can, because how I got my level 80 up to level 80 so quickly was that I ran a lot of dungeons. But even that gets a lot like really boring and tedious because you're just doing it over and over again, the same dungeons over and over again. And it gets really boring and tedious and you just don't want to do it anymore. And plus everything costs gold in there too. God damn it. I don't understand. I know some people farm for gold, but oh God, everything. I couldn't keep. I would come across people that have like a few hundred thousand gold and shit. I'm like, how do you get that much gold? I was always at like less than 1,000.
And that was with you being frugal.
Yes.
Ah, no, I can't spin this. It looks cool. I really don't have the gold to be spending.
Yeah. the thing I spent the most gold on was repairs, and I didn't even have like the top, because I was a hunter. So you can't even have the top tier of gear. The highest you can go as a hunter is chainmail. So the top tier of gear, that shit's expensive. When you get it really damaged, oh my god, you're spending like a couple hundred gold just repairing it. So it sucks being like I don't even know what they're called now. Death Knights? I think that's what they're called. being one of them, repairing that gear, oh my god. Forget about it. You're going in the poorhouse. You gotta make sure that you never die.
I couldn't even imagine it. Wait, I can't imagine it. Yep. Because I've never played the fucking thing. I've played my fair share, but that whole thing of, like, I don't mind, like, the way DC Universe Online did it, I really did enjoy that. Like, it's free to play. You can sink money into it. You can have your subscriptions. I think for Legendary, to become a Legendary, it was like $100, $120 for the entire year. So it was roughly $8 to $10 for your subscription a month. That's really not that bad. And the only thing that did was it unlocked certain things in the game that you already had, but it would just allow you more. Like, you were allowed more in-game currency. Whereas if you play free-to-play...
I think the auction house opened up, too.
Right. I think so, too. I think you were allowed to go into the auction house and buy stuff, but you weren't allowed to sell anything.
Yeah.
You know, and okay, you only have two character slots on free-to-play. You know, most people only play one to two characters. Yeah. I know that's all I did. You know, and then you, of course, you get more inventory slots, and your level cap is increased, and your currency is increased, and just a whole bunch of, lot of perks just for being legendary. That's great. Okay. I love how they did that, because it kept it relatively cheap. Then on top of that, they had their expansion packs come out, or DLCs, or whatever you want to call them, and they were $10. $10 yes. Ain't shit!
I think I got the Green Lantern one.
I never bought into it. Just because the experience was kind of horrible on the PlayStation 3, because of the limitations of the PlayStation 3, and then when I got onto the PC, yeah. And I was like, I've already kind of played this, I don't want to really start over again. I tried, but I just didn't want to do it. Like, when I first built this PC, I was like, I really don't have any games. What can I play? Oh, DC's free. I'll just go get that real quick. And then it took 8 hours to fucking download it and install. I was like, God damn it! I forgot how long it takes.
That shit's a big-ass game.
Yeah, but it was definitely a lot better than downloading it on the PS3. God, that thing took like 26 hours to fucking download.
Dude, you had to set it and forget it.
Yeah, you had to download it and then walk the fuck away.
Yeah.
Like,
I remember telling you that. Yeah. I remember telling you that when I told you to download it. I was like, you better do it like before you go to bed or something, and then come back.
It was insane. It was a massive fucking game. And of course, you know, all of my little tests on the PS3 to find out that they're actually capping bandwidth, which really pisses me off, and I'm still pissed off about that shit, because obviously they're just, it's retarded. Why is it capped? Like, I'm communicating to servers. I have 30 down, 5 up. It's not the best, but it does a damn good job.
Yeah.
Fucking PlayStation caps it to 6 down and 2 up. What the fuck are you, like, seriously? No wonder it takes so fucking long to download something. And playing online? Fuck. If you get any kind of a spike or lag, it takes forever to fucking recover because it's gotta catch the fuck back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, this shit drives me insane. Like, so, consoles suck for online games. You're being capped. Well, at least on PS3. I've never owned an Xbox, so I don't know if you're getting capped. The online experience could be much better on the Xbox side.
Well, you're paying with Xbox, so...
Yeah.
Either way, you're being fucked.
Yeah. But no, there should be no hardware limitations. Like, oh, the PlayStation can only handle six down.
Yeah.
What? That doesn't make... Like, I don't know, man. You guys are fucking ass backwards.
I completely agree, man.
That's why online games should be left to PC only because, well, I'm not saying PC Master Race, but...
PC Master Race.
I still play my console games, but that's only because Grand Theft Auto did not come out on PC.
Yeah, I, as you know, I actually just recently got a PS3 again.
I totally forgot.
Yeah.
And what game did you get? Oh, that's right, you were playing God of War.
Yep.
Are you going to get GTA 5?
Yes. I just have to play God of War first.
Okay. I can respect that. The day you get Grand Theft Auto 5, let me know so we can hop online and play the fuck out of online.
I have more than just God of War, though, because my brother-in-law gave me some games, and I bought a couple of games.
Oh, God, that's going to take forever for you to get to GTA 5. That's all right.
No, GTA 5 is going to be next.
Okay.
He gave me a few games, and then I bought a couple when I was buying God of War. Like, he gave me Injustice, since this is the first version, he gave me the Family Guy, the PS2 edition of Family Guy, since I can actually use it on here.
Oh, you went and got one of the old schools, the Fat Boys.
Yep.
Nice. Well, enjoy the Family Guy game, because I thought that shit was hilarious. It gets a little repetitious, and you'll see it when you play it, but I just thought it was downright hilarious.
He also gave me a... Batman, even though I'm not going to play it since I have it on my computer. I don't even know what I'm going to do with it.
I'm sure GameStop takes donations now.
Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions. I really wanted to play that game.
And now you can.
Yep. And then I bought God of War, the collection. The 1 and 2 collection.
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't go for the full thing.
Well, because I thought my brother still had the God of War 3 that I gave him.
But
I guess he doesn't anymore. So now I have to go back out and get part 3 again.
Well, see, even if you would have gotten like the full collection, you would have had, okay, an extra copy of 3, but you would have had 1, 2, 3, Ghost of Sparta and Chains of Olympus.
But he still has Ghost of Sparta and Chains of Olympus.
Oh, well then never mind. You're good. You just have to go get 3 again.
Yeah.
And then of course Ascension.
Well, that's one of the games I actually bought.
Oh, nice! You can let me know God how that fucked up camera view works and how the fucked up controls work.
God of War Ascension and Infamous 2.
Ooh.
Yeah, I saw them and I was like, ooh. They were all pretty cheap used, so I was like, yeah, why not?
Nice. Well, definitely get GTA 5, and you playing through God of War is going to give me a great amount of time to finish off the story of GTA 5. I'm still working on the story. I don't play very often because, well, it's over there and I'm over here. Over there is kind of
That's
far, and usually when I'm over there, everybody's watching TV, so I was like, I can't really like just turn off Netflix and make everybody watch me play. I
yeah.
could, but
Yeah, that's a good thing about having mine over here.
I would
It's
love to pick
literally
up a
right
second
here.
one.
I'm touching it. I'm touching it.
Oh, I
It's right
hate
here.
you. I would love to pick up a second
See,
one just for the
watch,
office.
watch, wait, 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 wait. Did you hear
I did. Shut up.
it?
Yeah, I would love to pick up a second one for the office just so I could play in here, just so I can finish the story. Because this, like I said, this is the first time that Grand Theft Auto has fully immersed me into a story, and I want to keep playing. I have tried with all of them to play the story. I get about halfway done, and I'm done. Like, I don't want to do it anymore. It's fucking boring. Just let me kill hookers and get my money back. That's all I want to do in a game like Grand Theft Auto. But this one, I'm telling you, like, you're gonna love the story. It sucked me right in. I was like, oh wow, this is really good. And I probably play once a week for about an hour, maybe 2 hours if I'm lucky. Except for excluding, I think it was Saturday, this past Saturday. I was, starting to feel a little better. And I woke up on the couch, which is really weird because I've actually been going to bed. And for all of you guys that don't know, I find myself falling asleep on the couch. I get done working in the office. I go sit down on the couch. I watch a little bit of TV. And then I wake up in the morning going, oh God, I fell asleep in here again. So I've actually been going to bed and getting full sleep and actually, trying to keep myself, I don't know, well rested, I guess you would say. Well, Saturday morning, I woke up on the couch and I was like, ah, oh, fuck, I didn't mean to fall asleep in here. And I looked around and everybody was still asleep because everybody fell asleep in the living room. And I was like, Grand Theft Auto is mine. I played for like 4 or 5 hours. I was like, yes! I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I didn't stop playing until about 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. How about to sneeze really, really bad?
Thanks for the heads up, bro.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
Bro Machina.
you're gonna need it because this one's a big one. Well, I don't know how we got so far off. We did the topics tonight to try and keep on point, and we're way off right now.
Yeah.
So,
It's cool. It's cool.
yeah. Arch, oh man, this sneeze is about to just like blow everything up in my office.
About to blow everything.
Yes, but no pun intended.
It's gonna blow everything and everyone.
Oh, okay. So I guess Archblade was just a segue to get into other games, and we got down to consoles.
Yeah.
So how about we explain our little giveaway that we're doing?
Let's do it, sir.
All right. We are giving away a copy of Portal 2 and two copies of Castle Crashers. Now I know everybody's thinking, oh, these are games, they've been out for a while. Shut up. It's free and you
Shut
want them. It's
It's free.
free and you
Shut
want
your
them.
mouth.
So here's how it's gonna go down. You must follow us both on Twitter, and we will check to make sure you're following us both. I am at utter I am at Zach underscore daddy. Kratos is at I Kratos 101 I underscore ACR. You
Yes,
must.
I do have a Twitter.
He does have one. He just barely uses it. You must follow us both on Twitter. You must post using a hashtag of hashtag ACRFTW. That's all caps rage for the win. Not fuck the world. But fuck, the world works. So you use it how you want to use it.
Either way, it's cool. It's cool.
Winners will be chosen at random, or you make us cry in laughter. If you make us cry in laughter, the game is yours. Your choice. Yeah. You must have a Steam account because these are PC games. So if you don't have a Steam account, go and make one real quick. Download Steam. Sign in. Get all that squared away. Because I will be contacting you to get your Steam account name so I can send you the game. Winners will be announced Wednesday, November 13th of this year. That's it. Just post which game you want or make us cry in laughter. Yeah. And we'll choose you to get a free copy.
That's all you need to do, man.
That's all you need to do. That's it. And if you don't have a Twitter account, I guess you could go to Google Plus. Nope, we're gonna make it.
But good luck finding me.
Well, see, I actually have a vanity URL now, so boop boop.
Oh, boop boop, your ass.
So yeah, we'll just keep it to Twitter, just to make it easy. If you don't have a Twitter account, go get a Twitter account so you can get yourself a chance to win Portal 2 or Castle Crashers. Your choice of which one. You just let us know. We'll choose a random winner, and we'll announce it on Wednesday. But
good luck.
Yes.
Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck. Bitches. You're gonna need it. I'm choosing the winner, so you're gonna need all the luck you can get.
I'm really hard ass.
I am a stickler when it comes to contests, and this just happens to be the hardest contest in the world. There. You heard it first.
Deal with it.
Alright. Well, that's actually all we have for this week's podcast, so Kratos, why don't you tell the Rageites where they can reach us?
Well, as always, you can go to our website, allcapsrage.com. That's two P's.
Because we go pee-pee.
Oh, yeah. If you want to reach my co-host here, as he said earlier, you can go to his Twitter. That's @Zach_daddy. And then if you want to reach me, even though I do have a Twitter. Oh, shit.
I have a Twitter? Oh, shit. I don't have a Twitter anymore.
It's gone. I dropped my battery and it disappeared. But yeah, if you're wondering what that was, I just dropped my battery. If you want to reach me, I'm on Instagram the most. It's @rage_Kratos.
And as always... And as always, if you want to leave a comment on the blog, you're more than welcome to do so. If you want to remain completely anonymous, you can always head over to the Contact Us page, fill out a fake name, fake email, let us know which podcast you're referring to, and answer that question. And this is the All Caps Rage podcast. Hit your comments in and hit submit. And then, of course, if you don't want to go through all that because you're on your phone and it's just easier to send an email, you can always send an email to podcast@allcapsrage.com.
Bitches.
Bitches. All right, guys. Well, this has been the All Caps Rage podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, let's bring out the trolls.
Geek on, guys.